He's playing the British Open this year. Has lost the British Open a few times and also won it. This year, different types of courses over there called links courses. Those of you not into golf, like sort of flat, no trees on the ocean type of thing. Weather a big factor. In the 4 days that he played in the British Open, he made over 270 shots. He used his driver once. And if you know anything about golf, that's a little different. Right? Normally, 350 yards down, I'll hit the driver, you know. He used it once. Better strategy, more focused, course management, wins it easily. The guy's a machine. And he just keeps getting better and better because he's so focused on becoming better. When he was at the top of his game a few years ago, beating everybody around him, he decides to change his swing. When he's at the top of his game, and he gets a new coach, spends a whole year figuring out how to make the swing better, doesn't do so well that year, now he's back. There was an interview with him the other day, and they said, how much do you practice now before tournaments? He said, I don't. I haven't been on the driving range since the British Open nearly 3 months ago. I've just developed what I do so well, I don't need to do all that extra practice. That is unheard of, the level he's reached. And it's just going to get better. You could bet on that. And it's focus. And you know what? A big part of it is mental focus. We can do all the stuff, the practical, the strategy, and everything else, but I'll tell you, what beats us most is often this mind game, this mindset. I told you, I'm out learning golf, right? I'm a late bloomer. And so I'm just learning the game. I've played a few times over the years, but you know, this year I thought, I'm going to get a little more serious about this. I wrecked my Achilles, and I can't do a lot of running and real physical stuff. And I thought, I got to do something. I'll play golf. My son Andrew plays a little bit of golf, so good father-son time, right? So I'm playing a couple of times a week this summer. Take a few lessons. That's a good idea. Found this coach, Clive Grant, here in Calgary. Brilliant. Took 3 lessons. Changed my game completely. 3 lessons, that's all. So I set a goal for myself. I said, I would be ecstatic if I could break 90 in 18 holes. Now, some of you scratch golfers like Rob and the guys out there, I mean, 90's a joke. But for me, that's huge to break 90. And I was speaking at the Rain Group in Toronto a month or so ago. And I have a day in between. And then I had another session to do with the group out there. And I thought, maybe I can play a game of golf. So I go over to the Richmond Golf Club where we hold a coaching program. And I get on with 3 other guys. Never played the course before. Didn't have my clubs with me. Rented a pair of clubs. And we're out on this course. And I'm starting to play well. Get to the end of the first 9. I've shot a 43. For me, that's incredible. 9 holes, 43. If I repeat that in the second 9, that's 86. I get my goal. So I'm out there. And boy, I got the clubs. And I'm going. And we turn at 43. The guy that's beside me, older gentleman, member at the course, said, Les, let me tell you one thing. The first 9's a heck of a lot easier than the second 9. You can add at least 4 strokes on the back 9. Starts to play with my head, right? You get up to the 11th tee. It's a par 3. It's one of those signature holes, raised up, greens away down low, and the 3 other guys all tee off, right? Their balls go everywhere. One goes into the trees. One goes off the golf path. The other one didn't hit the fairway. And I'm up last. 7 iron, 150 yards. Remembering all the things to do. Head up. Keep your grip loose, you know. And the ball just soars. And the one guy says, that's looking good. That's looking really good. And the ball stops dead 2 feet from the pin. birdie putt. I sink the birdie. I've never had a birdie in my life. Again, you scratch golfers, this is nonsense. For me, Tiger couldn't have done it any better. 2 feet from the pin. What do you think I'm feeling like? Oh, I'm going to break 90. I'm going to break 90. We're coming up to the 18th hole. I've shot 81. One hole to go. The guy beside me says, the 18th hole is a nightmare. He said, whoever designed this par five should be shot. I think, well, how bad could it be? And he said, well, first of all, come up here. You can't see where the flag is. It's way over that hill somewhere. And the first 100 yards is all gorse. You can't even get to the fairway until you get past that. And on the side, there's a big steep ravine on either side. And if you go into that rough, you're dead. And you get over the hill, and then the flag's way up 300 yards from it. So the three guys, they all tee off. First guy puts his into the trees. The second guy loses his ball in the ravine. The third guy, we don't know where his ball goes, and I'm up last. Last hole, 81, 9 to go. Eight strokes will get me 89, right? Triple pokey. Okay. Play it safe. Play it safe. I'm on the edge of the fairway. I can see the ball. I get down there focused. And then my mind starts to work. This is a tough hole. The guy said this was a nightmare hole. Into the ravine. Ball's buried in the rough. I go in there digging for it, and I find it about 2 feet in, buried in tough grass. And I'm looking at it. And I'm thinking, Tiger's got out of this before. It can't be that hard. You just swing really hard. I've seen him. You just swing really hard. Yeah. 10 feet further into the rough. I shot a 9. Score was 90. Almost threw the club in the pond. You know what never entered my head? Because my focus went so off on the last hole, it never entered my head to take a drop. Madness. I went from total focus, excitement, momentum, birdie, to absolute idiot. And it happened in a couple of minutes. That's how we can lose our focus, because we get mentally twisted out of shape because other people are playing games with us. And biggest of all, we play games with ourselves. Anything to destroy your focus more than anything else out there, it will be your mindset. And every single day we're challenged with that. Whether it's interruptions, other people saying you can't, you not believing you can? Brutal. Tiger's figured it out. Priorities. Don't think Andrew's here tonight. That's a real quick story worth sharing with you. Third book we did in the series, The Power of Focus for College Students. If you've got any kids that are 15 to 26, they need to read that book. Phenomenal book. So we're getting near the end of getting the book done. The publisher's screaming at us because the printing deadline's coming up. And we haven't got anybody to write the foreword for the book. Important to have a foreword. And I said to Andrew and his buddy Luke, who is also a co-author, I said, so who are we going to get for the foreword? And Andrew was just finishing up university at Lethbridge. And I said, maybe the dean at Lethbridge University, dean of business, would be a good guy, right? Andrew said, get real. The dean of Lethbridge? Like, it's a nobody. You gotta think big, Dad. So a day later he comes back and he said, I got it. We're getting Donald Trump. I said, Donald Trump? Are you serious? I don't know Donald. At this time, we had no connection whatsoever with Donald Trump. I said, do you know Donald? Because I don't. We're getting Donald Trump.